2017, new year, new scams, and some old scams as well. Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, in studio with us. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I love doing these with you. We have so much
I agree. There's a lot
fun.
Of information
It
here.
Is a lot of information and a lot of people affected by these two. One of the latest scams, Steve, this Can You Hear Me phone call. Let's talk about
this. So basically we're getting calls from consumers all across the country. Basically they're saying, somebody calls, usually with a thick accent, somebody that you can't understand. They say, can you hear me now? And the consumer says, yes. And what they're doing is they're allegedly recording these calls and will use it against you down the road that you ordered something or that you, you know, bought something else or you're going on a vacation trip or identity theft or whatever it may be. So we're not exactly certain what they're going to do with this information. They can do a lot with this information because your recorded voice saying yes. So you're agreeing to – you don't know what you're agreeing to. And there's grabbing your voice saying, yes, I agree to.
Is that always the best thing to do, hang up, or do you engage?
No, you never engage, never engage. You know, I like to do that myself sometimes, but you can end up getting on a different list. You can get on more lists because they think you're a sucker, then you're answering questions and that you're not saying no. The best thing to do is, if you don't know the caller, obviously don't answer. A lot of times with caller ID, but you got to be careful because we talked about before, there's caller ID spoofing. Yeah. So they can say any number they want to. If you get these numbers and they say, can you hear me now? Definitely hang up. Don't try to track them down because it doesn't make – we can't find them. The authorities are not going to go looking for these people, and they're using spoofing numbers. So you'll never – it doesn't matter what number they're calling from. So a lot of consumers want to play investigators, want to play police.
Play reporter.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's best not to do it, really, to hang up as well. And
Hang up and block the call?
Block the call as you can, but they change numbers so rapidly. They use the mobile phones, cell phones. They do random numbers. Sometimes they even put your own number in. Sometimes consumers have said, they got my number came in from my own phone number. I just thought it was weird. I thought I lost my cell phone. They spoof any number they want, so it doesn't matter. Hang up is the best thing to do. Please tell your parents and grandparents, rather, because a lot of these are calling the elderly, and they don't know. You know that they don't know this. Please get the word out. This is a national epidemic. I mean, we're getting calls nonstop, not only in Chicago, Northern Illinois, but all across the U.S. A lot of bureaus are reporting. It started on the East Coast and just kept going across the whole the country.
So often we put our numbers on the don't call list. Right. Is that still effective?
It is effective, okay. But the scammers don't look at it. They don't care. So basically, yeah, it is effective for the legitimate telemarketers. You won't get those types of calls. But if you do get these types of calls, you know, pretty much a scam artist. They say, do not call us. They don't care because they're violating the law anyway. And a lot of them are not even in the U.S., so they don't have to comply with U.S. laws. Mm-hmm. So. Not if they would, but they change your name so fast and numbers so fast, it doesn't matter.
So hang up, don't deal.
And again, don't challenge them. Don't take them on because a lot of people try to do that, and it actually ends up on more list, and then you'll get more of these calls. Because then you're aggravating them, they're going to try to aggravate you. So that's what they're going to do. So if you say, keep them on or put them on hold and wait and don't come back to them, they know your number, so they'll just put you on an additional list or it'll make it harder for you. It's just best to hang up and really we can't chase them. Nobody's going to be able to chase these people around because we don't know who they are and caller ID spoofing. So you really just hang up and tell your parents, please, just tell the elderly, senior citizens especially.
Okay, another scam, restaurant.com. And this is unfortunate. I've used them. I think a lot of people know with all the, the eating out websites and apps and everything that's out there right now, restaurant.com. This is brand new, Steve.
Yeah, we should alert. Actually, it's a company that we've known for several years, but it appears that they still have this pattern of complaint. They won't alleviate the pattern of complaints. And the pattern, basically, we received about 253 complaints filed against them, but by businesses and consumers. So the businesses state to us that they had no knowledge that they signed up with this company, and all of a sudden they realize the consumers are coming in the outdoors with this coupon for a gift certificate. They had no knowledge of it. And we're getting consumers who are filing complaints saying they went to this restaurant. They don't honor it. So we're getting from both sides. We asked them, for the both in 2015 and 2016 to correct these practices, to look at these practices and alleviate the problem pattern. And they haven't so far. So we issued a national alert.
For restaurant.com. And you know what? When I would see these two, it was always a low amount of money, $2 for $25 off.
Yeah, but a lot of these gift certificates, you had to buy something. So if you had a $25 gift certificate, you had to spend $75 to get to $25 too. So it wasn't a clear-cut gift certificate, which most people know. If you get a $25 gift certificate, for instance, XYZ company, you give it to them, you get some for $25. For this type of company and these types of offers, you had to buy a minimum or maximum. So you had to buy $75 in order to get the $25
right.
off. So you got to be the small, big print giveth always on the front of the card. The little print taketh away. So again, always what we always suggest is do with companies you know and trust. Buy the gift certificates directly from the restaurant.
Right.
Because a lot of times, sometimes restaurants go out of business. I mean, there's so many different factors, or companies like this go out of business. It's best to buy the companies you know, you trust, and you want to obviously eat at.
What does a consumer do if, say, you've purchased a bunch of these, especially, I mean, we're just coming off the holidays. Maybe a lot of people have purchased these, and you realize you're stuck. What can the consumer do?
Well, we suggest to call the company directly. They are handling some of the complaints, you know, through us, through our offices. You know, you can file a dispute with us. But again, the squeaky wheel always gets the oil. So the more people you complain to or write to, usually you get satisfaction that way, is a typical complaint. But you can file a complaint with the Better Business. We're handling complaints on this organization.
Okay, good, good. And it's not, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
We've all fell victim to certain scams.
It always happens like this as well. And sometimes people just don't read what they're getting themselves into, or maybe they got themselves into, they didn't realize what it was entailed. So again, read things when they get to you. Just don't hit like agree. And read more about it. And always check the Better Business Bureau ahead of time. These consumers would have been told previously what the concerns of other victims have been. So in essence, we're giving you the information that you decide whether or not you want to do business with the company. The Better Business Bureau will never say don't do business with the company or don't do business with XYZ. We'll just tell you what other people say, and we tell you the grade of the organization.
And you always say too, Steve, do a little bit of research too. I mean, if they're offering something, some great restaurant,
right.
Maybe go on the restaurant's website to see, A, if they're still in business,
right.
What they offer, and then check them out too. Take that extra step to protect yourself.
Yeah, take your extra step. Check out the restaurant itself. Call the restaurant directly and see if they're honoring those coupons as well. But when you do get an offer from a company like this or any type of company, we always say go to, obviously, the Better Business Bureau first before doing business with the company, but also other avenues, like you put the name in Google search engine and put the word scam next to it and see what pops up, you know, because obviously it'll take you to a lot of different sites. But I've been doing this for, you know, 29 years now. Consumers in a fast-paced society don't have time.
No.
But they need to take the time necessary, because the time it takes, the 5 minutes that may take you, could save you hundreds, thousands of dollars. In some cases, it's a lot of money. I mean, we had a woman last year, I keep talking about her, but she lost $100,000, you know, to fake lottery scammers. If she would have called us, I could have told her in 4 seconds or 3 seconds that not to do it. But she waited until she realized she was victimized. She lost $100,000. Then called the Better Business Bureau. It's too late.
Yeah,
Don't
wait till it's too late.
Exactly.
Another one, Steve, I mentioned we're just coming off the holidays. Of course, the gyms are packed. Gym memberships still being offered. In fact, I saw one the other day, an email. Make sure you're bikini ready for the summer. So they're offering these crazy offers first, so be careful of the gym membership.
Exactly. A lot of consumers have told us it's almost like a bait and switch. So they bait you, you get to come in and get, you know, 2 months only for this price, and the rest of the time it's a full price. So that's what consumers have led. They see these nice looking ads, you know, for a cheap price, like $15 a month. The big print giveth, and then the little print on the back or down the road says only for the first 2 months only. And then you're locked into a contract for a price that you maybe not didn't think of or didn't agree to or didn't read, because you're signing contracts. So everything's down in black and white, but consumers just don't read it. So again, always around the holidays, and again, for spring's coming up, they will start sending the advertisements out. You know, New Year's resolutions are still around, but it usually comes around, you know, this time, February 1st and beyond, as people want to get out of them now, because the New Year's resolution, they lasted a week or 2 weeks, and then they realize they're in a long-term contract. These contracts are written by the organizations to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So consumers are secondary to them. So in essence, they're doing it, their contract protects everything about their organization, and consumers are protected, but not as heavily as the company is protected, because who's writing it? The company's attorneys. If you were writing it, it'd be protection for you, the same thing. So these are ironclad. I mean, you just can't get out of a gym because you don't want to go anymore, and things of that nature. So when you do sign a long-term contract, you're agreeing. When you sign your name to it, you're agreeing to it. And the gym's not going to let you out. Even if they're in closures, now they have protection there. If they close that gym, that they can give you a gym nearby or somewhere in close proximity or 15 miles radius.
Right,
so
right.
They protect themselves. But consumers have to realize, if you don't want to get in a long-term contract, don't sign it.
Right. Be careful what you sign. Because, too, I had a friend who, they said, first month free.
Right.
And then your second 2 months will be something like $10.99 or something cheap. But then when she signed, it was for the full year. And then after that third month, that price shot up to like $250 a month.
Exactly.
Or something
that's
like
what I was saying. Exactly what happens is that people don't realize what they're signing. That it's a bait. They bait you in with a small ad or small price, rather.
Right.
And then the little print take it away. They say, oh, only after the first 2 months, then you're getting charged regular price. Again, these are contracts that are, if the consumers just read them, they're not hiding that from you. It's in black and white, but consumers don't read it. And what happens, you don't read it, you're agreeing to everything. It's like signing a check, a blank check. If you sign a blank check and give me your blank check and you sign it, I can fill any amount into it. And you say, well, I didn't sign. Well, you shouldn't have signed that check. So really, it's the onus is on the consumer to make sure they understand what they're signing into and realize that gym memberships, like any other types of memberships, that there's always some things you have to be concerned about. And usually with gym memberships is they want to get you into a long-term contract. But again, there's some gyms that are out there that really have monthlies too.
Right.
So if you don't want to get in a long-term contract, there is a lot of gyms out there that will tell you that you can do month by month and that's it. You just pay it at $15 or $20 a month and you walk away if you don't do that. So we suggest consumers two things. One, if you don't want to get yourself in a long-term contract, go to those organizations that do monthlies. And secondly, is visit the gym at the time you want to exercise before you sign the contract. What I mean by that is sometimes a lot of people call us and complain saying the gym's too crowded or there's nothing available at the time. Well, you should have looked at that before you signed the dotted line because there's nothing in the contract saying they have to have, you know, a machine.
Your machine open.
Available
right,
just
at the
for
time.
You.
Right.
So consumers have to do a lot of checking ahead of time. And the Better Business Bureau has a lot of information on its website. Concerning things that about buying ahead of time, what you should look out for, especially in gym memberships. But again, last year 4,000 people complained to the BBB about gym membership, and it's the same thing over and over. And again, I've been doing this for a long time. Is this the contracts, getting long-term contracts, and then basically the salesman promised me something that's not in the contract? That's hearsay evidence. So they say 5 o'clock the gym's empty. The machines are empty and it's not.
Right.
He told you.
He told you.
That.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say
I like
that.
Your headline, get ripped abs,
right.
Not ripped off.
Exactly. It happens all the time. And again, I've been doing this for a long time. Consumers are victimized every year. Again, not all gyms are bad. I'm trying to say that. There's always a bad apple in every industry. So what I mean by that, there's bad gyms, good gyms. Just check them out ahead of time and check other sources as well.
When in doubt. BBB it.
Check it out. Check it out with the Better Business Bureau. Go to our site first and foremost. Get a list of accredited businesses before you do business with the company.
BBB.org.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.